Track 11. The Killer in Our Waters. Mink were bred in the UK to make fur coats, but some escaped or were deliberately released into the wild, and they are a devastating threat to wildlife.
The presence of water is a significant feature throughout Norfolk. From the wave-lapped coastline to the sparkling waters of the Broads National Park, Britain's largest protected wetland, rich in biodiversity, a haven for wildlife, and a wonderful destination for the many visitors it attracts each year. Outside the Broads area, the many picturesque Norfolk streams and rivers drain the county, where gravity gently moves the slowly flowing water down through meadows and cattle-grazed marshes, slipping and sliding amidst bankside willows to the coast and out to the sea. There are several chalk streams in the county. Two rivers, the Nar and Wensum, are sites of special scientific interest, and a significant area of the county is made up of wetlands and fen habitat, also designated SSSIs. These are areas of international and European biodiversity importance, where the strategy is to halt overall biodiversity loss and positively support the healthy ecosystems. Eradication of invasive non-native species is a high priority in conservation management being deployed throughout Norfolk by a large collective of organisations, including Norfolk Rivers Trust, Norfolk Rivers Internal Drainage Boards, Wildlife Trusts, Norfolk County Council, and the Broads Authority, among others. The invasive non-natives include floating pennywort, Himalayan balsam, parrot feather, New Zealand pygmyweed, the North American signal crayfish, and the American mink. Mink have been colonizing from mink farm escapees and animals released by animal rights activists. All of these species have a hugely damaging effect on native wildlife way beyond just Norfolk's boundaries. But it is the American mink which causes the most critical damage, predating a great many of our native species throughout the length and breadth of Britain. The non-native American mink, Neovision vision, is a semi-aquatic carnivorous mustelid, introduced during the 1920s for the establishment of mink fur farms. Fur production reached a peak of around 400 farms during the 1950s. Wild populations from escapees or intentional release were later identified in the decade, and by the late 1960s, mink were present throughout England's lowland counties and southern Scotland. Fur farming was banned by a Prohibition Act in 2000. Mink is an opportunistic hunter with a voracious appetite, devastating species within the riverine ecology and beyond. Their diet includes crayfish, kingfishers, moorhens, coots, mallards, water rail, reed buntings, lapwing, pheasant and partridge chicks, terns, ground-nesting waders, sand martins, small mammals and eggs. Many of these are on the red and amber list of Britain's species of conservation concern. The 96% decline in the native water vole population is largely attributable to mink predation. Widely publicised fundraising by various wildlife charities to facilitate water vole reintroduction programmes are laudable, but the reality is a false dawn and a wasted financial resource if mink are present in the specific release locality. A single mink will consume around 500 prey species in a year. In 2003, the Norfolk Mink Control Project began trapping mink as a control mechanism to reduce the number active within the extensive river and broad systems of Norfolk, initially to protect biodiversity of designated sites. This was led by Simon Baker, whose experience overseeing the eradication of the koipiu from East Anglia was an ideal foundation for a mink trapping project. The early days of the mink project used a number of floating rafts with a damp clay pad spread on the surface to indicate the presence of mink in a particular locality, telltale footprints being the giveaway. Focusing initially on the River Wensum, a special area of conservation, from its source near the village of Wissanet to Helsdon Low Road, Norwich, as well as being of SSSI status, rafts were replaced by traps once conclusive evidence was found that mink were present. Testimony to success of the Norfolk River's activities on the Wensum, Nar and Broadland grazing marshes is the current presence of water voles. The mountainous and bleak Antarctic climate of South Georgia may have little in common with the gently rolling Norfolk landscape its climate, or the softly flowing streams and rivers. Nor does Norfolk have any links to the eradication of rats from South Georgia, save for one, zoologist Professor Tony Martin of Dundee University. Experience from overseeing a rat eradication program and the significant problems and challenges that task required is now being applied, not to control the American mink population, but to completely eradicate the species from Britain. Currently, the mink population is considered to be in the low thousands. However, it is a no lesser task than that previously required on South Georgia. In 2018, Water Recovery East, WRE, was created with a collective vision bringing together professionals and volunteers who have long been controlling mink in their own areas to enhance their effectiveness through better strategic coordination, mutual support, and collective fundraising. Within WRE are a wide range of organizations and personnel with extensive experience in ecology, habitat management, conservation, farming, and genetic research. The pilot plan is focused on a core area, Norfolk and Suffolk. The implementation of a buffer zone extending westward from the two counties by around 60 kilometers is the simple, crucial element of the pilot. The buffer zone includes Cambridgeshire, Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire and Middlesex, Essex and Lincolnshire. Constant active trapping in Norfolk and Suffolk will not eradicate mink, but simultaneously trapping the buffer zone to prevent animals entering the main core area will increase the probability of success. Advances in technology now provide two significant elements not available when the Norfolk Mink Control Project began its control program. The first is the introduction of smart floating mink rafts. Historically, the only means of checking whether a mink had been caught was to journey round each floating raft on a daily basis, a time-consuming process. The smart raft has a small transmitter with a magnetic connection to a trapdoor. Once the trapdoor is triggered, the magnetic connection is broken, sending an electronic alert to the mobile phone of whoever is monitoring the trap, enabling an immediate pinpointed result. Very rarely, traps may trigger and contain a moorhen, or less frequently a water vole. Their safe release is normally effected in less than an hour without any harm to the incumbent. The second element of technological advance is genetic research. In a very short period of time, this has thrown up some interesting genetic markers. The 2020 network of rafts in South Holland Internal Drainage Board area in Lincolnshire, which has around 700 kilometres of channels and waterways, were positioned in localities of known mink activity. During their placement, 23 mink were caught. This year, the traps have accounted for just one animal. The genetic markers from samples of the South Holland locality and Norfolk suggest that mink in a river system are familial. The further apart two animals from the sample areas are, the less similar they are, usually genetically. This indicates that movements between the river catchments is unusual. For the core area, it means repopulation of a cleared area may be slower than originally considered. And in under 2 years since inception of the WRE pilot plan using smart floating traps, the project is creating a significant impact. In Norfolk and Suffolk, 129 mink have been caught. In the buffer zone, the tally is 146. In conservation terms, 275 invasive mink represent an annual predation of 137,500 of our native species. Even with a plus or minus 20% variable, it is an outstanding and devastatingly high figure, especially when considered that the predated species will predominantly be native species, many of special conservation concern. The ethics of mink eradications could be considered a fraught issue, but as Caroline Leyburn, the environmental manager for the Water Management Alliance, which includes six internal drainage boards, and Dundee University Professor Tony Martin consider, the question is not whether it is acceptable to eradicate mink, but whether it is better to humanely remove a relatively modest number of mink or to allow them to destroy millions of our native creatures. This is an uncomfortable choice, and it is tempting to avoid making it. But doing nothing actually amounts to siding against our own wildlife. Logic also applies to the metrics for the WRE operational core area. For the sooner mink are eradicated, the fewer will need to be removed, where conversely, a significantly greater number of Britain's native and threatened wildlife will be saved and allowed to breed unhindered. Success for the Norfolk and Suffolk project will provide evidence to the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs to obtain approval and funding for a strategic mink eradication programme for England, Wales and Scotland. For Professor Tony Martin, one of the prime movers of WRE, the matter is much closer to home. Working as a zoologist, he is fully conversant with the global damage inflicted on indigenous native species by ever-expanding invasive non-native species. His father was a bank manager who kept mink as a hobby, an animal that Tony grew to love and respect, not, however, to the detriment of our own threatened native species.
Well, take back that mink to from whence it came, and tell them to Hollanderize it for some other dame, brother. Take back your mink, boy. Take back your pearls, boy. I was furious. Take back the gloves.